I didn't grow up in a Christian home. My mom is now a devout follower of Christ and really one of the most beautiful souls you'll ever meet. I had the once-in-a-lifetime privilege of leading my dad to Christ before he passed away. The change in him was nothing short of miraculous. He was truly a different man. But my life BC, before Christ, was very different, as was many people's lives pre-Christ. From my earliest memories, I was surrounded by alcoholics, pornography, sexual deviance, the occult, violent outburst, filthy language, the list just goes on. When I became a Christian back in the mid-80s, I determined to separate myself from that old life. I even had a good old-fashioned burning where I dumped all my old music and books and posters, etc., into a giant dumpster and set it all on fire. I was determined to dedicate the rest of my days to becoming more like Christ. I had no idea that process would be so painstakingly long and arduous, where it feels like every 1,000 miles is just an inch of progress, sometimes less. Maybe you can identify. In a previous episode, I mentioned that I have a discipleship framework that I try to live by and that I've tried to raise my kids by. The simple version is that disciples know God, live for God, love others, and bear much fruit. Well, here's what I didn't say in that episode. I guess I just assumed that it was implied, but now I realize it wasn't. So, for the record, let me state as clearly as possible, whether you know me well or not at all, if you think that I think I'm perfect or even somehow better than you, you are monumentally mistaken. I know this because, first, I don't always live like I know God. He is Jehovah Jireh, but sometimes I live like I have to provide for myself. He is Jehovah Rohi, but sometimes I live like I'm the shepherd. He is Jehovah Rapha, but I sometimes live like it's up to me alone to keep this aging body, soul, and spirit healthy. He is Jehovah Shalom, but I sometimes live like it's up to me to manufacture my own peace. Number two, I don't always live for God. I am far too often disobedient and rebellious and stubborn. Sometimes I read the Word of God and I walk away without changing, without submitting, without recognizing how far off the mark I really am. Number three, I don't always love others according to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Far too often I'm impatient, I'm unkind, I'm envious, boastful, proud, rude, self-seeking, easily angered, and so much more. Just ask my wife and kids. They've seen it in action 10,000 times if they've seen it once. And finally, I don't always bear the fruit of the Spirit listed in Galatians. Instead, my life is sometimes marked by a lack of love, a lack of joy, a lack of peace, a lack of goodness, a lack of gentleness, a lack of self-control. You see, you may think you see or know my flaws, but trust me, no single person on this planet, not my wife or my kids, not even myself, fully knows the depths of my imperfections. But God knows. And yet, He still loves me. Since the day I gave my life to Christ, I have consistently set high standards for myself as it relates to my faith and my values and my ethics. Now, occasionally that confuses other people, and sometimes it even angers other people. So why do I keep doing it? Why do I try so hard to be a better person, to have what I consider to be a better mind that I think will lead me to a better life? It's because I look in the mirror of God's Word and I catch just a glimpse of just how incredibly unlike Christ I can be. So I just keep trying. I keep submitting. I keep repenting. I keep striving. James chapter 2 says, "Faith without works is dead." Now, I have faith. It may be small at times, but I definitely have faith. It's the works parts that I so often seem to blow. So I just keep pressing on. This is who I am. I'm monumentally flawed, marred by sin, but covered by grace, loved, and slowly but surely being transformed into the likeness of Christ. I've always thought that I was no different from anyone else, that if I was this deeply flawed and in need of discipline and correction and improvement, etc., that so did everyone else. That if I needed to be challenged by God's Word, so did everyone else. Well, maybe I was wrong. Maybe I am more deeply flawed than most. Maybe I am the only one who struggles day after day, sometimes minute by minute, to try and live more fully and completely for Christ. So, am I a failure? As a husband? As a father? A brother? A son? A friend? An employee? Well, at some level, undeniably. If I could see a realistic tally of my life, I'd probably see that I've done more wrong than right, but it isn't for lack of trying. God knows my heart, and He knows my weaknesses. And yet, His grace is still sufficient for me, despite my flaws and my repeated failures. The way I see it, that sort of all-encompassing love deserves an all-encompassing response from me. And as long as I keep striving to know Him, to live for Him, to love others, and bear much fruit with my life, He will keep helping me and changing me and making me more like His Son, little by little, day by day, even if very few people ever see it or notice it because of all my glaring flaws. This is who I am. This is my manifesto. I am a blood-bought child of God, a 24/7 disciple of Christ who fails miserably, repeatedly, painfully, but just keeps getting back up and keeps running the race, inch by arduous, painstaking inch. As singer-songwriter Steve Camp sang to the Lord in 1986, "So let me glory in my weakness until your strength's revealed in me. It is your grace alone that helps me carry on to be the man that I long to be. So let your life be perfected, Lord, in me until it's you they see. I know someday I will be free. The weight of sin shall be released, but for now, He covers me. And though the trials never end, I've learned to take them as my friend, for each day He covers me." If you can identify with even 1/100th of what I've said here, may God's grace cover you each day as well. And may this manifesto in some small way help you have a better mind that leads to a better life for you and for those around you.